It's live at 5 California time. It's Real Bravo Music Live with your host, ex-oil field worker turned chemical drilling engineer, songwriter, and composer, Dougie the Drill Crockett. Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along, and maybe someone will hear how good a song you have wrote, and Crockett played it here. Hi folks, I'm Dougie Crockett Frazier. Most people just call me Dougie Crockett. I developed this show for the songwriters and singers and singer-songwriters, or lyricists, poet writers. Maybe you wrote a short story or something, or you know, you need to be promoted. Maybe you're in a band, or maybe you're in some talent contest you just got out of. I don't know. If you need to be promoted, I can promote you on this show live on the Real Bravo Music Live radio show. And you know, we don't care if you're female or male, if it's a rap song, if it's a Spanish song, if it's a country song, if it's a rock and roll song, hard rock. We don't care. We don't call nothing. We just promote you. You know, we're into trying to help you. If you want help, then we'll try to help you. There's a lot of songwriters out there that never do get their foot in the door and never get a chance to do something like this, and now's the time to do it here on the Real Bravo Music Live radio show.
Songwriters, singers, and poets. The number is 1-888-429-5471. And send us your MP3s at doug@bbsradio.com. Send now, and you'll be instantly played on Real Bravo Music Live. Hi, I'm a songwriter, and I'm glad I put my music in Real Bravo Music Live. I know now somebody is listening, and it's a great deal. It's for free. I mean, they're asking for no money. If you're a writer, a musician, or a poet, whatever you want, and you want to get exposure, you want to get promoted, here is the place to go. It's not only for songwriters. You can be a musician, you can be a band, anything that you want to expose to the world. You can put it here in Real Bravo Music Live. It's for you to get exposure, and they don't ask for any money. It's a non-profit, and it's for you and for all the artists who want to get their art into the world. This is the best choice that you can do. When I was younger and I started writing music with my band, I was investing money in the studio, investing money on equipment, on guitars and pianos, and we were finally getting into finishing our songs in the studio. And when we finally got our masters, we had our music done, but we had nowhere to put it. And if I would have known of a place like this before we started investing so much money on dead ends, we would have been in a higher place a long time ago. There is a lot of radio stations out there who are charging you money just to play your songs, if they're even playing them at all. Unlike here in Real Bravo Music Live radio show, they don't charge you one penny. So go ahead and send your songs, your music, your poem here into Real Bravo Music Live, a place in which you can give exposure to your music and show it to the world. And it's free. All right, songwriters, singers, and poets, the number is 1-888-429-5471. And send us your MP3s at doug@bbsradio.com. Send now, and you'll be instantly played on Rio Bravo Music Live.
Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along. I mentioned it was free. Dougie Crockett, a friend to the songwriter. On the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And I'm Dougie Crockett, your host. And on the telephone right now is Mr. John Henrick from Nashville, Tennessee. John is a professional arranger and musician from Nashville, Tennessee. He owns a demo service there. John, how's it going there in Nashville? Is everything okay?
Tracks to a fellow in Ireland, in fact. Glad that you called. It's good to hear from you again.
Yeah, just checking in with you there. How's your demo service doing there in Nashville, Tennessee?
Oh, we're doing great with it. We're staying really busy. We stayed busy through January, so that's definitely a good sign. But I've got, I think I've got about four demos that I've got to do for this month. For February, and we've got a lot more coming in. We've got a lot more clients and stuff, so things are looking really good.
And if somebody's planning on doing some song demos for themselves, how would they go about contacting your song demo service?
Well, they can go to the website. The website is www.songwriter.com, just like it sounds. S-O-N-G WRITERDEMO.com, just like it sounds.
Okay, this is John Henrick I'm talking to on the telephone right now out of Nashville, Tennessee. He owns a demo service there. And whereabouts is your studio located there in Nashville, John?
It's actually out by Opryland area, which that's not right downtown, by Music Row or anything like that. We're out by Upperland Hotel.
John, you're currently playing in the Ronnie Millsap Band.
I sure do. I play saxophone, steel guitar, and dobro. Yes, I've been with Ronnie now for 5 years.
And Ronnie Millsap, he's still on tour.
Yeah, in fact, we're leaving this evening. We're going to go to Hiawassee, or however you say it, Hiawassee, Georgia.
Mr. Millsap is really amazing. He's still singing, and he's a member of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, I think he is now. Sure do.
You played at the Grand Ole Opry yourself, hadn't you?
Yeah, in fact, on my Facebook page, a fellow just posted today a video he found on YouTube there from Lost in the 50s in the Still of the Night by Ronnie Millsap, and it was live at the Grand Ole Opry. I knew something was out there, but I didn't know where it was at. But it was good to find that. When I first came to Nashville in '85, I got a job down at the Stockyard Restaurant, the Bullpen Lounge, and everybody and their brother came through there. I worked with the band down there for like 9 years. Most of the major stars, no, not most, all of the major stars came down there at least to sit in, or they did benefits down there. So I got to meet a lot of people down there. Other than that, I played with people like Hank Williams Jr., Donna Fargo, Razzie Bailey, and just a whole lot of other people. I've actually played on a lot of records with a lot of people. Of course, they were already gone. They had already done their parts, and then they called me to put my steel down, or my saxophone, or my flute, or my dobro. And I played with people like Glenn Campbell, Crystal Gayle, Merle Haggard. I mean, just a whole lot of different people.
So you played on some of Merle Haggard's stuff. When was that?
Cut. Yeah, that was on a cut for Al Bermley Jr. And he had done a recording that featured a lot of different songs from his father, Al Brumley Sr., who wrote songs like Listen to the Radio and a lot of gospel songs. And so I was able to play, or say I played on the same album with these people, so it was a whole lot of fun. But also I wanted to mention that I also played live with Peter Noonan, who's with the Herman's Hermits a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember them, Hermits. I used to listen to them a whole lot.
Yeah, that was a good group. That was a real good group.
So what So what was it like playing for Hank Jr.?
I just did 3 months to pick up. I think the saxophone player quit, and so they asked me to pick up the rest of that tour. I knew the steel guitar player and the drummer. So I played the rest of 92 with them. It was pretty nice. Hank didn't, he wasn't on the bus with a band. He flew everywhere in a Learjet, and we were on the bus by ourselves. So I got to see him a couple times and talk with him, you know. And during that time, we also shot some of the Monday Night Football things that they showed at the beginning there. some of those clips.
So what's it like playing for Ronnie Millsap, and you know he hasn't been able to see since childhood? Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to him about that. He mentioned that there was a time that he could see color, and then he could see images. He didn't have any focus. He just knew that there was something there, and then. When he was in school, one of the teachers knocked him upside the head, and that was it. It just knocked his retina, or whatever it did, to his eye. And he lost all his eyesight.
Does he play any instruments?
Well, I mean, he plays piano. I've never seen him play anything else. He might be able to play like guitar, but I've actually never seen it. But working with somebody like that's that talented with singing and vocalizing, and it's just unreal. I'm so honored to be with somebody like that.
You've mingled with the top brass, hadn't you, John?
Yep, sure have. I love it.
Yeah. How long have you lived there in Nashville, Tennessee?
Since August of '85.
And did you originally come from that area, or? Where exactly did you?
No. I was born in Poughkeepsie, New York, but I lived most of my life in Lexington, Kentucky. And then in 1979, I went over to play with a band for 2 months in Brussels, Belgium. And I ended up staying from March of 79 till August of 85 in Europe. And I finally ended up in Berlin, Germany, and was working with a band called Western Union. And we had a hit in the top 10 in Germany there, and boy, it just took off. I had a wonderful time over in Europe.
And how is the demo service here? Are you making a lot of demos for songwriters nowadays?
come in. Some people just send in words and they want music, and they want melody and music to it. And some people send in demos for us to, you know, do a finished demo, and it's already got the melody to it and gives us an idea of what we can do. So there's different prices for stuff like that. But I mean, if anybody goes to our website, songwriterdemo.com, we've got a page on there where it explains all that.
And what type of songs are they demoing nowadays?
Just about anything. I mean, there's a lot of people do what I would call Americana, which is a type of music that you can't really pigeonhole it anywhere. We do stuff like new country. We do stuff like traditional country, folk music. I've even done some pop music, a lot of pop music actually. And we do just about anything, tell you the truth.
And do you do all of the arrangements yourself, or you bring in different guys?
Well, I split the work with a fellow by the name of Billy Anderson. And if it's a song that I'm working on, yeah, I mean, I pretty much have a say-so over that particular arrangement, unless the artist or the songwriter wants something specific. But a lot of people they trust us to give them the best quality that we possibly can.
Wow, Billy Anderson, didn't he play for Genie C. Reilly, Hopper Valley PTA?
I'm not sure. I don't think he was on that particular cut. I mean, Billy plays keyboards and a little bit of guitar. He might have. I've never talked to him about that before.
Well, he did play in her band, though, right?
He might have. Yeah, that's very possible. Back in the day.
I believe that's what I heard one time. So, John, how's the weather out there in Nashville?
It was a little cool today, but the sun was shining, so that's a big plus. I think it's going to warm up a little bit, you know, but we haven't had it too much snow or ice, so that's a good thing.
Has it snowed up there?
So good. It snowed. Actually, we were gone. I was out with Millsap when it snowed.
So, is Ronnie thinking about retiring anyway soon, or is he just going to keep going and going?
Well, he's on his final tour, as you know. I mean, how long is the final tour going to last? I mean, he's going to probably go as long as he can anyway, health-wise or whatever, you know?
And when y'all travel out on these gigs out of Nashville, are these very far from Nashville, or are they across the United States, or exactly where is his performances at?
Well, a lot of the gigs are around this area. We've gone way up into Minnesota before, almost to the Canadian border, play casinos up there and stuff, and performance halls. We do a lot of Texas states, in fact. We just came back from Midland, Texas, and I think we played at the Stampede in Houston, Stampede Club, and then we went to some place called Pearland, which was about an hour away, and played there, Pearland, Texas, and then we came back. That was the start of this year, but we've got some things coming up in California, I know that, so that's going to be a long ride out there, or a long flight out there for us.
And the people at these gigs, are they the older crowd, the younger crowd, or is it just mixed up?
It's mixed up, I'd say. I mean, there's a lot of people that of course, I mean, the older people know Ronnie's music, but I mean, there's still some new young people coming in, you know, and checking it out. They probably heard it from their parents, you know, and they enjoy the music as well.
John, we're going to listen to a couple of your songs that you wrote, because you're a songwriter also. Can you give us the names of these songs and any specifics about them or anything?
Well, let me think. let me think of...
I'll catch you off guard.
I've got one off my new podcast. pop album called Three Faces, and that's the name of the cut on that. Three Faces?
Three Faces, okay.
Faces, F-A-C-E-S, yeah.
And this is and this song is what's this song about?
This is a pop song that I wrote. It's just imagery. I would just call it imagery, whatever comes to your mind. But I mean, it's talking about the three faces. In fact, let me pull up.
So wherever the song leads you, then, right?
Yeah, but I mean, three faces are truth, hope, and wisdom.
Okay. What is the second song's name?
Well, the second song, let me think. That's off Three Faces Project 2, and it's called So Cool, and it's an instrumental featuring saxophone. And I also played this on pedal steel for my pedal steel project, which I haven't got that finished yet, but this particular cut, yeah, like I say, features saxophone.
And that's the Pacific instrument on it? Or is there any voice on it?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's no vocal on it.
Okay. Well, we'll be playing them here shortly in the show. And, John, I do appreciate visiting with you. And, if you want to give that website one more time with your demo service, you go ahead and do it if you want to.
Okay, here it is. www.songwriterdemo.com. And that's SONGWRITERDEMO.com.
And I guarantee you, you're good at what you do, too. You're very...
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very professional. You do a professional job. And if you got a good song, he can do it for you. John, I sure do appreciate...
You sure can.
I sure do thank you for talking to me and visiting with me and calling in. And till next time, I guess we'll catch you later.
Okay, Doug, I appreciate it. We'll see you down there in Texas.
Okay, thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
And you just got there listening to an interview with John Henry from Nashville, one of the musicians in the Ronnie Millsap band. And now we're going to listen to two songs that John composed. And I appreciate you calling in, John. Thank you. Cuts into our limitations. Be
the roses of the crown. They crash above the highest traces. Of the crown, they crash above the highest traces.
All right, songwriters, singers, and poets, the number is 1-888-429-5471. And send us your MP3s at doug@bbsradio.com. Send now, and you'll be instantly played on Rio Bravo Music Live.
Now we're going to hear a couple of songs off the Free State of Texas album, written by me, Dougie Crockett, performed by Johnny Davila, demo singer. He did a real good job. The first song is going to be called Think Back, America.
United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
America. Our next song that we're going to play is number 5 on the Free State of Texas album. It's called Mexican Souvenir. It's also sang by Johnny Davila. He did a real good job on this. It's written by me, Dougie Crockett Frazier. It's about an old boy that was kind of laid up in Mexico over the weekend, and he's kind of starting to wake up and face a little bit of reality.
But I was going down on my luck. I had a tequila
upon closing up, I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. Two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror, and two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere. Last night, what have I got myself into? The booze and the smoke will pull me through. I had lipstick on my collar, those pesos and no dollars, and a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. Two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror. Two frogs drinking beer, playing pool in a bar somewhere. The sun was coming up, but I was going down on my luck. I had a tequila drunk, my eyes keep on closing up. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror, and two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror, and two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere. I had a Mexican souvenir hanging in my rear view mirror, two frogs drinking beer and playing pool in a bar somewhere in Mexico.
The last song we played was a Mexican Souvenir off the Free State of Texas album, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier and sang by Johnny Davila. The song right before that was Think Back America, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier and also sang by Johnny Davila. Good job, Johnny. And now I'd like to take just a few minutes to talk to the unknown songwriter, the artist, the singer, the poet, the person that's wanting to be promoted with his talent. You can do it right here on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show, along with me, Dougie Crockett Frazier, another unknown songwriter. But together, maybe we can get known. Maybe somebody will hear us, and maybe something will happen with our material. Song I want to play is called Loose Cannon, and it's a song that I wrote a while back, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. Anyway, I pitched it to a website that's, I think, owned by songwriters, and they were asking for some songs for Blake Shelton Apparently there was a producer or somebody there that Blake always listens to every song he brings him, and so he decided to, he was asking for songs. I don't know, I know who Blake Shelton is, but I don't know any of his songs. This website charges $25 to $30 every time you send them a song, and I guess to make you feel better, they give you a good criticism about your song, if that makes you feel better, and they think that's they've done their money's worth, I suppose. Anyway, most run-of-the-mill songwriters, they're not going to have a chance at none of this. That's the reason they know that, and they're making them $25 a song every time you send them a song. There's no telling how many songs they're getting over the internet. The unknown songwriter is going to spend his money there, and he's still going to be the unknown songwriter. There's a lot of companies out there that preys on the songwriter, tries to take your money because they know you're going to give up something just to get a chance to get that song cut. And now, I guess there's songwriters preying on songwriters. Everybody's wanting a piece of the songwriter, the unknown songwriter. They're the ones that always give it up. Be careful, my friend, when you walk out there in the music world today, because there are a lot of people preying on you, and they're wanting your money, and you're not going to get nothing in return for it. Just going to get another slam in the face, door slam in the face type situation. You can go up to Nashville, and I guarantee you all the companies have their doors locked. They're not going to let you in. The unknown songwriter is getting kind of rare because he can't get in the door, so he's going through the internet now, and that's why they're preying on you right now. It's through the internet. The next song I'm going to play is Loose Cannon, and right after that we're going to play a little border outlaw music called Mexican Sunrise. Let's get to it.
Just light my fuse, I'm a loose cannon. Got a cowboy attitude, and I think I could love you. I'm a lonesome dove, looking for love, and I won't give up. Trust me, I'm tough. Just light my fuse, I'm a loose cannon. Got a cowboy attitude, and I think I could love you. Like a shot from the air, I can see everywhere. And if all else fails, we can always close the deal. Just light my fuse, I'm a loose cannon. Got a cowboy attitude, and I think I could love you. I could be your hero, or I could be your zero. If it lasts till the sun rose, then I might have a chance. Just light my fuse, I'm a loose cannon. Got a cowboy attitude, and I think I could love you. just light my fuse. I'm a loose cannon. Got a cowboy attitude, and I think I could love you.
That was Loose Cannon, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier. It was sang by Mike Lusk out of Nashville, Tennessee, a demo singer. He did a good job on it. The next song is going to be called Mexican Sunrise, and the singer on that's going to be Dustin Tabor, another demo singer out of Nashville. The writer of the song is Dougie Crockett Frazier. Thanks for listening.
The reddest sunrise I've ever seen, and this tequila, well, it tastes like gasoline. La Cantina down the road, shots of tequila blanco, feels the burn of old Mexico. Shot and I'll get by. Here comes another Mexican sunrise. One more shot, I'll get by. Here comes another Mexican sunrise. Hey, senorita, I think that I need you. Another bottle to tell the world, and this old Mexico dirt all that I need. One more shot and I'll get by. Here comes another Mexican sunrise. One more shot, comes another Mexican sunrise. One more shot and I'll get by. Here comes another Mexican sunrise. Here comes another Mexican sunrise.
And hello, we're back. That was Mexican Sunrise, composed by Dougie Crockett Frazier, sang by Dustin Tabor, a demo singer out of Nashville. The next song that we're going to leave you with is Halfway to Mexico. But before I play it, I want to thank everybody for listening to my show today. And if I could help a songwriter out, or a singer, or somebody who's trying to showcase their talent or something, I would be happy to do it. All you got to do is call my show every Thursday night, 7 o'clock Texas time, 5 o'clock California time, and go to bbsradio.com, talk radio station number 2, 7 p.m. Texas time, every Thursday night. I'd be glad to help a songwriter out if I could. Thank you very much for listening. Friend of the songwriter, he'll promote your song and pass it along. I mentioned it was free. Dougie Crockett, a friend to the songwriter.